afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 24th day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it warmed up quite a bit this morning. It was 9. I mean, I can't even complain. You know, I almost got even with Mary and Hal, but those guys are going to beat me out on the freezing every goddamn time. They're just farther north, I think. Could be. All right, let's see what we're going to get into here. Russian helicopters swoop above Ukraine's capital as Putin launches all-out invasion. Wonder why. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, guys. I guess, hey, you know what? I think that their goddamn propaganda program failed in Canada, and it failed in the United States, and it failed so miserably that they're shitting their fucking pants, because here comes World War III, before World War I, before World War II, just before they began, the people were on the impetus of fucking taking this country back. And when they, the speed that this has happened shows that the people have awoken very fast. I mean, and, you know, because of the Canada and the U.S., you know, it was just like we're talking to each other. Hey, man, these fuckers, what they're trying to do. The thing is to push it all through while they're having this fucking war and end up with China fucking ruling over your ass is what it's coming down to. You got fucking Biden sitting there, you know, we're in Ukraine. Do you guys live in the fucking Ukraine? I mean, you got every fucking nation with the fifth column inside the United States of America. So how the fuck are we, what do you do? You're going to go fucking defend the homeland? Wow. I mean, look at World War II. What did they accomplish in World War II? I mean, what was really accomplished in this country as far as the fucking international corporate mafia and the goddamn Zionist fucking, the Zionists who have taken over this fucking country? What did they accomplish? Well, they put fucking United States American nationals of Japanese descent in fucking concentration camps without due process of the fucking law. They hate that goddamn Bill of Rights. That way, I mean, that was blatant. The people at all should have never stood for that because it set a precedence. And now, I mean, it's going to be, Taiwan's going to get fucking invaded by fucking China. It's because you got to have a two-front fucking war. And let's look at this, what they're saying here. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Russia has launched all-out war on Ukraine with simultaneous attacks coming from south, east, and north, and by land and by air. Missiles and bombs rained from the sky. Tanks rolled across the border. Helicopters buzzed in the air, and explosions were seen across the country after Vladimir Putin. See, it's Vladimir Putin. It isn't the international corporate mafia sitting down saying, fuck it, we've blown it, man. They're going to fucking wipe us out. It's been dawning on them. But when this fucking trucker thing fucking failed, I mean, everybody's just like, right, fuck you. We know what you're doing. I mean, I was talking just yesterday, you guys said this could never fucking happen to you. But we said that this could never happen. This is happening to us. So I guess it can fucking happen to you. And they know that the fucking people are fucking set in place and can easily fucking crush them, to crush the fucking corporation, remove it from the United States, fucking remove the phony fucking goddamn, their phony fucking constitution, and rule ourselves under the Bill of Rights. Like I said, what has that fucking constitution ever fucking done for us? They've used it during fucking world wars to gain more fucking powers that they could not have, to violate the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, fucking ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. They've done that with it. It has been quite good with that. But, I mean, this whole thing right here, and now Joe Biden, I mean, fuck that. He has nothing to do with it. This is the goddamn communists at the top. And the bottom line here is, these are communists. And the goddamn Russians are communists. I mean, it's all the same fucking people. This is the goddamn Zionist Jew cocksuckers at the top, the Rothschilds, that are saying, man, I ain't going to fucking hang. These motherfuckers, we can't fool them. We have fucking blown it. The whole goddamn operation's going to shit right in front of our fucking faces. These people got fucking enough fucking guns to take over the whole goddamn world and enough ammunition to do it. We got to go. I mean, they always have that sitting on the back burner, that goddamn, when they're playing games like this, they have that third world war, world war. Now, you see, everybody's ready to fucking take these cocksuckers out and take our goddamn freedoms and liberties back and enforce our fucking law. That enforcement of that fucking law is what scares them to death, because every one of them's got a fucking rope coming to them. So what are they going to do? They're going to fucking try and say, well, we're in a world war on two fronts. And he got any young grandchildren or children, around 17, 18 years old. You're ready for them to be fucking sent off into the fucking meat grinder because these motherfuckers know that people are coming for them. The people of Russia, I got to believe that they don't want to fucking go out and fucking, they were just wanting to get through their goddamn day and fucking try to enjoy their life a little fucking bit and be left the fuck alone, but they're not gonna. And they don't, they don't care how many they slaughter. Same with the fucking Chinese. The Chinese are fucking a weak people because they so outnumber the people that are oppressing them. It's just fucking, it's amazing. What can you fucking say? What if the fucking people of Russia and what if the fucking people of China just fucking turned on these cocksuckers? They're not no kind of fucking government. You got, Chinese communists claiming we're communists or fucking red communists. But we have billionaires and millionaires, and they're over in the United States right now trying to buy a part of North Dakota. I mean, the people, you've got to be able to see that. If we refuse to kill one another, fuck, what can they do? But I'll tell you what, fucking suit up. Obama, go suit up, you motherfucking coward. And you fucking, Satoru, not Barry Satoru, I'm thinking of the other one, son of a bitch, that goddamn, not Soros, I mean the Vermont son of a bitch. Bernie Sanders. Get your goddamn web gear on, Bernie. Get your fucking web gear on, buddy. All you fucking communists and all these bitches over there, you know, that like the squad. Go get your fucking shit on. You guys started some fucking shit with some people. You're a corporation. You have nothing really to do with we the people. You have no authority over us. You do not have the authority to declare war in our fucking name because you are a corporation and we are individual free sovereigns. And under our law, you're actually fucking criminals. You have committed fucking crimes. You've been committing crimes for fucking goddamn near, well, since the goddamn inception of this country. But we have you fucking nailed solid with fucking treason and sedition on every fucking count. So you do not have the authority to declare war. Or to go cross a fucking ocean and go get in somebody else's goddamn business to start a war to keep us from fucking hanging you. Because that's what this shit is all about. Oh, let's see here. Ukraine forces were this afternoon fighting in almost every region of the country. I don't really give a fuck. I don't live in Ukraine. I don't know nobody lives in Ukraine. And personally, fucking everybody that's from Ukraine that's here, get your fucking ass over there and fight for your goddamn country. I mean, you'll have people protesting in the goddamn streets just like when, you know, they were, when the corporations were over there fucking bombing fucking Yemen, bombing fucking Libya. Then you had the Libyan community has come out in the United. There ain't no fucking Libyan community here. Little Panama, little Moscow, all the way. You motherfuckers had better get going. You better get the fuck out of this country. Because we will defend this homeland for ourselves. And we'll take out these motherfuckers will be taken out just as a, you know, a consequence of what we have to do to get rid of you because you're working for them. You are working for fucking the communist fucking committee at the top that is fucking right now is trying to usurp our fucking law and our fucking trying to conquer our fucking country. You are working for them. And you will fucking, we'll kill you deader than a fucking goddamn mackerel. Sons of bitches. But I mean, I don't give a fuck what happens in Ukraine. Do you? You know what the fuck? We're going to cross the ocean again to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them. Well, they're here. I guarantee you this goddamn country's got plenty of Ukrainians in it. Every fucking goddamn nationality around the goddamn world has a fifth column here. We American nationals are going to have to come together, drive them out of our fucking country. I mean, fucking, like I said, you people that are in Russia, in your country, on your fucking sovereign lands, I got no beef with you. I got no problem with you. But you fuckers that are fucking here, I got a big fucking beef with you. Get the fuck out. You don't get a, I mean, it was just like Jamal talking about goddamn foreigners. Now, this is, hey, Jamal, you listening, buddy? Here, now, how many goddamn Russian goddamn mafia fucking businesses you got in this country, especially in trucking? How many? How's this going to fucking work? Is it, I mean, do we have a sovereign nation? Or is this corporation about to declare war? It ain't even that. These corporations got together, they sit down, they're doing what the goddamn Rothschilds told them. The Rothschilds are fucking not stupid or they wouldn't be where they fucking are. That they fucking can tell when the goddamn rope's getting close to their neck. And they would fucking tear this goddamn world apart because they'll have them a hidey hole. You know, and it will be a plush fucking hidey hole. It's just like they're talking about moving all the goddamn traitors in fucking Washington, D.C. into the underground facilities. Well, I say we pour fucking cement over the son of a bitches and seal them son of bastards in there. Hey, you fuckers, you don't get to go into the underground facilities and send our fucking children off to die for your corporation. Because your corporation has no fucking jurisdictional authority over us. You are a running violation of our law. You are fucking criminals. And we need to take our fucking country back by fucking enforcing our law. This is violation of our law. You can't declare war in our fucking name, you cock-sucking bunch of pricks. You can't claim it in the name of any goddamn American national. You better get that through your fucking head. I hear somebody try to get in. Nope. Anyway, back to fucking the Ukraine. Now, the fucking Ukraine, I mean, it's the breadbasket of fucking of the, you know, of that area. I mean, they put out a lot of wheat and shit, you know. But, of course, they're talking about, oh, gas, you guys know, crude oil just went up to $100 a barrel. See, they're making their move. They said that they would do this. When they announced, I mean, I can't remember how many, it was longer than before I started broadcasting this. I just seen this one little clip, man. It was on some kind of little news fucking thing. And they were talking about the fact that the Rothschilds had a $23 trillion war chest that was designed to bring in the fucking New World Order. And the way they would do it was they would cause international famine, international financial collapse, and a fucking third world war. And once you got all these things going, this is how they told it. Once you have all these things going at once, the people will beg us to fucking rule them, just to have fucking some kind of, fuck, to stop it. It's going to be coming at you from every fucking angle. Unless we fucking refuse, unless we tell them no, we tell these cocksuckers, you get out of your goddamn underground bunker, get your fucking khakis on, get your fucking gun, and get the fuck over there and fight these people that you started this fucking fight with. Huh? Or that started, these are corporations, your corporation, we don't really give a fuck. It's like fucking, I should go to fucking across the ocean to fight for fucking Walmart. Ain't gonna do it. Fuck Walmart. Fuck the Ukraine. Fuck everyone, every fucking country on this planet except for the United States of America, which belongs to we the people. But boy, have they have us infiltrated, guys. They knew it would take a fucking hell of a fucking, it would take a hell of a fucking goddamn situation for them to even stand a chance against what we have to fucking fight them with. And look what they got going here now. You got showing a collapse. Oil's up to $100 a fucking barrel. Now, goddamn it, people, we still have a glut of oil. And I guess right now, if this was a real government, which it fucking ain't, this is a fucking corporation. If we really had a government, we had not too long ago a fucking such a glut of oil, and we still have that glut of oil. I don't give a shit what these cocksuckers are saying. I was going to have Laura look up and see how much we exported this month, but I bet you it was billions of fucking barrels. Now they're going to, but because Russia is, you know, we're getting, again, they're going to put sanctions against Russia. That's because they're talking sanctions to drive the goddamn price of fucking crude oil up. $100 a barrel. How much they'll make it to the, you can't fucking go nowhere. They tell you to stay in your fucking house. You say, fuck you. Well, you ain't going fucking far because we'll make gas so goddamn expensive. Only we, the elite, can afford to go anywhere. Really want to bet? Because we'll come take what you got, you son of a bitches. Just don't get it, do you? And there's just a handful of you. We know what you fucking are as well as you know what we are, you goofy pricks. And you son of a bitches that's sitting out there, you socialites, you know, the fucking upper crust that think you own this goddamn country and own we the people. You're about to get a rude fucking awakening. I mean, just like these people in these gated communities, these fucking gangs coming in, fucking going right in their goddamn houses. Well, let's see what we got here. The goddamn SAM broadcaster stopped. Working Windows can check on. Just hang on a second. We'll get this back up. Working. I've never seen it do this before. Not like this. Let's see what happens. See, and then. Okay, we're back up on the sound broadcaster. Sorry about that, guys. Nothing we did. But to see, the thing is here, you know, they've been talking about, you know, all these, you know, these fucking special goddamn units, this KGB style fucking or East German Stasi style fucking goddamn coming after them. American nationals for somehow we're the fucking worst terrorist threat in this whole fucking country. How could we be a threat to anything but somebody, if we're enforcing the law, how could we be a threat to anybody except for a criminal? Is what I would like to know. But see, this is their chance. This is what they think. I mean, in the total chaos they are getting ready to try to fucking unleash on the world. There has never been a fucking, after World War I, when the troops came home, they didn't recognize the country they left. They said it. And when they went to go get the goddamn pay, they were guaranteed they brought fucking armed troops in to fucking kill them if they tried to get it. You know, I've been watching a lot of these goddamn things about, you know, in the past, and the American experience kind of deals, you know. And they show the fucking people getting ready to rise up, you know, like the last one I watched, this guy fucking, he was just a regular fucker. And the elite there on Wall Street, you know, they're fucking flaunting their fucking wealth while the fucking people are living like fucking dogs. A man can't even afford, people are starving to death. So this guy's going to go for a walk, clear to fucking Washington, D.C., and he does his walk, man, and people come to join him and everything. Everybody gets there, and there's a goddamn fucking mob of them like you wouldn't fucking believe. He steps up on the steps to speak, and here they come with the army. Just a little detachment of the fucking army, and fucking arrest his ass. I think he got 40 days in jail and some kind of fucking fine or what might have you, but everybody just went home. And I've watched these things, and one after another, the same fucking thing. The people come, and they, goddamn, they have a fucking army big enough to take these son of a bitches out easy. But the one thing that they don't have is the fucking guns with them. They didn't come there to fucking fight. One time, just come to fight, and just watch how far these motherfuckers will scat. They will run. Hell, they're running right now. They're running scared right fucking now. I mean, for overnight, for this kind of a fucking thing to just fucking happen, and you know, what you're talking here is potential fucking World War III. And, I mean, the talking goddamn mummy, the fucking shit pants fucking representative of the fucking communist goddamn committee that is running this United States right now. We're under occupation of a sort, I guess the capital is, but they were talking about putting the fence back up before the State of the Nation address. At any rate, I mean, you look at these pricks. They're fucked. They are fucking fucked. If the people have already said no, but now, I mean, just like up in there in Canada, how quick. I mean, they didn't play the game very long at all, and I mean because people on the internet like us were out there yelling, "Hey, this is what they're going to do! This is what they're going to do!" And boy, they did it just like we said they were, and they did exactly what we said they would. And it was a fucking scam, right? And hey, man, people better realize you're in the middle of a goddamn fight. They're intending to fucking enslave you or kill you. And the fucking Canucks came. I mean, I think there was things on the internet that fucking kind of rocked them. They didn't fucking see it coming. People talking about, well, we better learn, get some strategy, get our guns together and start doing, you know, you start doing this and that. And it's obvious that, you know, they've brought UN troops. That one video of those three fucking NATO son of a, or goddamn United Nations motherfuckers on that one fucking woman. It's the way they were talking to her. Her fucking country. That's what they're going to fucking try, people. They're going to try that fucking shit on us. I mean, the first place, our fucking military needs to be called home. It needs to be our military, but it's not. It's those that are working for the United fucking Nations that we're paying for calling our military. All our hardware, our fucking carriers, our fucking battleships. All our fucking shit needs to be right back here inside our borders right now to defend our country. And then we're going to just step back and say, you know, we take care of these goddamn corporate fucking mafia motherfuckers. We throw them out. We fucking waste their asses. We try them. We fucking hang them. We shoot them. We get rid of the motherfuckers. Bring all of our people home. Because there's no excuse for everybody not understanding exactly what's going on. We put ourselves back under our fucking law. And that's the only fucking law. But we have all of our shit right here. You want to come and attack us? I mean, we'd had none. I'll tell you what. You want these motherfuckers that are out there boasting. I mean, like Joe Biden especially. You know, fucking, hate to talk about the idiot. But, I mean, for him to talk about going, what are you going to do, motherfucker? You couldn't swat a fucking fly. And it's all these motherfuckers that are being directed by the fucking 1%, Rothschilds at the top, that are fucking, we cannot allow Ukraine's borders to be breached as our fucking borders are being flooded over. We don't even have no goddamn southern border. We can't allow their border to be breached. We got to start a world war. That's what we got to do. And hurry up, because them son of a bitches, I can smell the hemp in the air. They're coming to fucking hang us. They didn't buy it this time. The young propagandists failed miserably. The old propagandists stepped in, and man, they gave it their best fucking shot, but you guys didn't get it, did you? You fucking lost. Now, how do they save their fucking skin? Oh, well, fucking world war. And with America, if they come out and say America declares war on Russia, oh, well, automatically, if you don't step right up and to defend this lie of a corporation that isn't the fucking United States of a fucking America, it is the goddamn United States corporation. If you don't step up, then they're going to have these little secret agent motherfuckers they've been putting together. They're going to be looking at, fuck you. Just fucking kill them all. It ain't no fucking big deal. Bring our fucking troops home. I mean, our people that are serving the United Nations unknowingly, thinking that they're serving us, we want them back here. We want all of our hardware back here. All of our aircraft carriers, all of our battleships, every fucking bit of our fucking armor we want back here. We want this whole goddamn country fucking from the East Coast to the West Coast fucking clear down to fucking in the Gulf of Mexico, all the fucking way around, surrounded with all our shit that belongs to us. And with our people running it, people that are fucking fighting for the goddamn Bill of Rights and for the fucking people and our freedom and liberty to protect us from any kind of fucking invasion. And all of them, I'm sorry, but all you foreigners, you got to fucking go. I mean, goddamn, it's going to be like a fucking purging. I mean, they have this multicultural fucking bullshit that the fucking Zionist Jew son of a bitches, they pull. They got, like I said, everybody's got a fifth column here. And the goddamn Pope's little brown army's down there getting trained on those Indian reservations. All of you fuckers are got to go. Otherwise, people, what are you looking at? You're looking at them telling you have to go fight for the motherland over there. I don't know what the fuck China calls itself. Probably a land of assholes. I really don't know. And you got the homeland. And just like the fuck Germans were, the fatherland. No, this is our land is what it is. It's free fucking people's land. And it doesn't belong to any foreigner. Any foreigner that has bought it has been a fucking fraud. Get the fuck out. Go now. Because you will be considered a fucking enemy combatant and you will be fucking dusted. There'll be no fucking talking about it. You're a foreign fucking national in this country and you're fucking holding property, running a fucking business where you ain't got no business being. You're going to go. You're going to have to go. We're going to have to get fucking mean about this, people. And remember, these son of a bitches, this goddamn corporation, this United States corporation, we are not their goddamn property under the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is a violation of the 9th article of the fucking written ratified law that is the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land. And it belongs to we the people. Goddamn, there went the podcaster again, Laura. They're not liking this today, guys, for some fucking reason. Here she comes. It's like things running perfect for so long. When you start talking about fucking the fucking truth, that truth thing kind of clicks buttons. I think they got an algorithm that says truth on it, and if you fucking trip it, man, it turns your fucking shit off. There, it looks like we're modulating. Okay. And we're back. At any rate, like I said, we cannot fucking let this go the way they want it to go. Everybody run down like after 9/11. If you've watched the commercials, right after I went right down the recruiter's office and I said, recruit me. This is fucking the Ukraine assholes. It's not our fucking country. It's not our fucking business. The fucking Jews are in there. The Jews are trying to start a fucking world war because they know. I mean, they boasted. I put a comment in fucking shithole the other day, or yesterday, talking about how they got the technology, they've tried everything to fucking bluff us into fucking thinking that they can just take care of us easily. And it's like these programs I watched, Well, yeah, if everybody shows up fucking unarmed and you have fucking even 50 people with machine guns, I think you're going to fucking, you could take care of a hell of a lot of people unarmed. But we're not unarmed, son of a bitches. We are armed to the fucking teeth. We're the largest army on the fucking planet. And we're not going to fight for your fucking corporation, and you're not going to tell us we have to. We will, we'll take you and deliver your ass over there. Here, here's the motherfuckers that want to fight you and dump your ass off. Throw you out of a helicopter. And if you're smart enough to pull the fucking string, you don't hit the ground. If you ain't, fuck, I don't really give a shit. You get your fucking asses off and under the goddamn ground. That's what they're doing. They're all going underground so that the fucking goyim can go out there and get fucking slaughtered for fucking something that isn't none of our god. Our business right now is our Bill of Fucking Rights, people. Our liberty is fucking in dire fucking straits, and they know it. This is how they've chipped away at it all these fucking years, and every time the people reach the point to where they're about ready to fucking take care of these cocksuckers, oh, we got us, god damn it, we got us a world war. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. If I'm reelected, our boys will not go to fight on foreign shores. Promise, just like fucking old Donnie promised to get rid of every fucking illegal alien out of this country. Promised it. And the majority of the people in this country were fucking German back in World War II and had the people, I mean, if they even believed it, we shouldn't have got even involved in it. It wasn't our fucking war. Fuck the English. Tell me what we owe the fucking English. Nothing. But they still got us down as one of their colonies on their checklist. Well, we need conscripts. We get that. Get the Americans. Get them. Get the fucking fire that son of a bitch up. Fire that war machine up, and send us fucking bodies. We're conscripting our fucking subjects. Well, we ain't your fucking subjects, you fat hoe. You fucking piece of dog shit. We are not your goddamn subjects. We are free, individual, sovereign nationals. And you do not fucking make war, declare war for us. You have no authority. You have no authority because the authority you're operating on was never consented to by we the fucking people, and you know it. Like I said, they want these son of a bitches. You guys get the fuck off and under the ground. You fuckers who are out there saying, going to order fucking troops to go to the Ukraine. Americans, we're going American, American. Oh, America, with the USA. No, fuck you. You want to go fight the goddamn Russians in the Ukraine over there on their border? Well, get your fucking ass over there and do it. But you're not. You want to order other people to do it. Your fucking mercenaries aren't bad enough to fucking take us out, are they? You figured that one out, and you figured we ain't afraid of your fucking Chinese either. Send the motherfuckers on over. We've already told you that. They're whipped. They know they're fucking whipped, so they're going to try a fucking world war on us. We got to fucking throw it back in their fucking face. Tell them, hey, you know what, Russia? These are the cocksuckers that have a problem with you. These industrialist motherfuckers, these Zionist Jew pricks. Yeah, but of course, you got to understand that Putin's one of them. I mean, they sat down all together, all the people that, I mean, you can figure all of the fucking communists sitting at the same fucking table. Putin's right there with them. This is all pre-fucking planned. It went down again, didn't it?
That's all right. Call in line.
Call in line this time, huh? Boy, they really do not want... They really don't want us to talk today.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 9 participants in the conference. This, the recording has started.
This
Please
is,
announce yourself.
Coming through on... On the laptop.
Are you there?
And it's. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we seen it. We got it turned back on. It was the first.
Yeah,
they first the first the broadcaster, and then the phone line. They're not liking what we're saying here. You see, this is a corporate fucking war, and like I said, all these communists, Putin's sitting right down there with them. None of them are going to get hurt by this. They're just going to get a slaughter. They've already goddamn hurt. You know, this could be a good cover for all they've slaughtered with their fucking death shot, too. I mean, this is it, people. They're going for it. This is the goddamn world goddamn economic breakdown. This is the goddamn world war and world fucking famine. All at the same. That's what they promised. I heard them say it. And they started out with a $23 trillion fucking war chest from the Rothschilds. Because a handful of fuckers think they're going to get us to all to kill each other. We got to fucking refuse it. You tell them, son of a bitches, you know, you corporate son of a bitch, you have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over me. If somebody attacks this fucking land that I live upon, which you are doing when you're sending your fucking goddamn East German Stasi out, because Americans are the ones you got to watch, those goddamn Americans. Yeah, because they've got it figured out, just like they did before World War One, just like they did before World War Two, huh? They're ready to come string your fucking asses up, you handful of fucking treasonous bastards. So you, we'll get them all. We'll get them on boats, get them over there across the sea, and what's it? What you want to do it in the Ukraine? Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll call Putin. Oh, Putin. Yeah. Yeah, this is Barack Obama, the head of the fucking United States fucking Communist Committee for the World Communist fucking Organization. Yeah, we're gonna have to do a fucking world war here. Yeah. I know you're wanting to thin your people out too. The less of them, the more for us. Yeah, exactly right. We're the elite. Yeah, that's what this fucking shit is. People think it. Don't think it's nothing else. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com.
There are 12 participants in the conference. The recording has started. Please announce yourself.
feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight wear and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, rocks will sling. Shining armor's piercing a ring. Our horses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 microfm Chillicothe from the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to from the trenches wordreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. Our broadcast has went down like three times, and our goddamn phone line four fucking times. Just right in a row. Just all of a sudden, like. You know, this broadcast is heard clear around. I mean, we get shit from people all the way around the fucking world. And I'm guarantee you there's Russians fucking listening. And are translating what we're fucking saying here. Fuck these son of a bitches. Let's once and for all get rid of the real fucking problem that $9 billion fucking goddamn Putin is not your buddy. He'll have his $9 billion sitting in a castle while you're in the fucking ground and your fucking kids don't have a dad or a mom. They don't give a fuck about you. I mean, you're fucking goyim. Soulless animals. And they're fixing to make a big sacrifice to save their own fucking ass. Hey, Rothschilds. You smelling that hemp? Is that what this fucking shit is, huh? We know what it is. How many times? I mean, you keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of insanity, isn't it? So every time you get to the fucking point where you're ready to take the fucking country back and put these motherfuckers where they belong, which is in the fucking ground because they're goddamn violating our fucking law and our fucking jurisdictional authority over this country, plain and simple. Oh, world war. That's what we got. That just confused. And see, this is really where they planned to be. They didn't plan to have to go. I mean, they wanted all of this other shit to work. I mean, the truckers were supposed to go down there and block D.C. and they were, you know, beat the hell out of a bunch of people and let, you know, play this game like this. But they're fucking, they seeing that the people are going, ain't going to do it. No, what we're going to do, we're going to study tactics. We're going to figure out how to kill you, son of a bitches. We're going to get rid of the fucking problem once and for all. And the problem is such a fucking small. I mean, on a world fucking basis, you're talking millions to one. Millions to one. We're fucking fools if we don't fucking finish them off this time. We let them do this to us one more time. Fuck, we don't deserve it. We just don't deserve that fucking freedom and liberty. But this is what they have done every time we've got fucking right to the epitaph where we're going to fucking take them out. It's fucking, it's fact. We can't be. I think we just lost something else. Here comes Laura again. She's getting. Huh?
Call in line again.
Call in line again. Well, here we go.
Sounds it's working, but it isn't.
Oh,
our internet's off.
Well.
Just.
Clear. It's clear off?
The internet's out. Wait. No, it's off. That's all right. It'll be in the recording.
Well, I understood, but I'm only broadcasting over this right here.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 12 participants in the conference. The recording has...
Oh.
Please announce yourself.
Now our internet's going off. Yeah, that fucking truth is a mean son of a bitch, ain't it?
It is, Henry. They're fucking with the phone line and they're fucking with the computer.
I heard someone, she said, they stopped you right in mid-sentence right there.
Shit.
Well, they're fucked. This is the truth. We do not, the people of this fucking planet do not, this is our chance to get rid of these fucking parasites once and for fucking all. Tell them to get out there. It's like when, what's his name there in Iraq? Saddam Hussein. And he told George Bush, he said, you bring your cabinet out and I'll bring my cabinet out. We'll meet at one place and we'll shoot it out. Why should all these other people fucking die if we're the ones that have the beef? Because you're mad because I said I would kill your daddy. You even said it. Why should people die by the fucking scores when we don't have no goddamn fucking stake in any of this shit? It's their fucking billions and trillions. It's the fact that they want to fucking eliminate us. This is a way, how many have they already eliminated with the death shot? How many more would they get with a fucking world war? I don't even know if the goddamn it says the broadcast is up, but fucking, we're having our internet go in and out now. So, I think we're
striking. The phone line's working, Henry. The call-in line's working. The computer is completely shut down again.
Oh, really? And I'm sitting here looking at it. It says it's on.
No, I'm running simultaneously. I'm on the phone, and my laptop is running, too.
But the broadcast is down. The broadcaster.
Yes, the broadcast is down. Now, the phone line is up. Then the broadcast will come back on, and the phone fucking line will go down. It's been doing it all.
Yeah, you just went, ow, and I just lost you.
I can hear you now.
Right on. Phone. Right on, guys. At any rate, the fact that they're throwing every fucking thing they can to fucking shut us up right now, because this is the goddamn truth, and it is going out around the fucking world. There are we get shit from people around the fucking world, and they translate it in other fucking languages. The people of the world know what you're doing, cocksuckers. This time you go. We're going to get rid of you once and for fucking all, and I bet you Israel's going to be neutral in all this. You think so, Israel? You smell the fucking rope, the hemp rope, Netanyahu, you son of a bitch. We're not going to kill each other for you no more. You're not going to kill off the fucking poor so that you can pile up bigger fucking mountains of gold. We're going to kill your fucking asses off and we're going to live happily ever after, you sons of bitches. Anyways, we're back to this area. Yeah, see, if we can get down here where they're talking about being tough, we got to go in there and take over or what might have you. Vladimir Zelensky, in his address to the nation on Thursday morning, said the history of Ukraine has now changed forever. Part of the reset? And the Russia and that of Russia has embarked on a path of evil. Comparing the rest. I guess it's Zelensky. He must be the fucking guy there in the Ukraine. Path of evil. Oh, the evil against the good. God, whoever's side God is on, that's who will live. That's who will win. They'll be fucking, this time, they're wanting to kill us in the billions. So there'll be billions of dead bodies, but whoever the Rothschilds, God, I keep getting them too confused because, they're so closely related. Well, whoever the Rothschilds decides, how things are going to be, and we've already been told that Japan, China is going to fucking come over here and rule us with a fucking iron fist. You think so? If everybody in this goddamn world says fuck you, you want to fucking fight in the Ukraine? Are you fucking corporations? Because that's all this is. This isn't even nations anymore. They're not even pretending it's nations anymore. These are fucking corporations. This is like going to war for Walmart. We ain't doing it. You fucking Walmarters want to fucking fight Home Depot? Go fight them. I don't give a shit. Kill each other to a man. We ain't got no fucking, we got nothing in it, but fuck, it's good for us if you kill each other. Just like it's good for you, for us to kill each other. That's what you fucking want. That's what they want, people. You make sure you understand that. You ain't doing nothing for your fucking home, for your country, and don't feel that goddamn feeling of all that pride in your fucking stomach because you're being played for a fucking sucker. That's what's happening here. They aim to fucking, I mean, this was fucking planned fucking way before I started this program. I heard him fucking say it. Exactly what I'm looking at today, I heard him fucking describe it, and I heard it one fucking time on one fucking little broadcasting. I just happened to have the TV on and was listening to it, and I heard him fucking say it. And they said it straight up. They have a $23 trillion war chest, and then this is their aim. I think they had a fucking, even one of the Rothschilds on there. And it was that they were, that long-haired son of a bitch, I can't think of his name. But that's exactly what they said they were going to do. So they have fucking, you know, look at how they've weakened our fucking country with this fucking COVID lie bullshit. COVID-19 never fucking existed. But they've and look at the, you know, what is supposed to be our military that isn't our military is a military because only Congress could declare war even if we had. See, this is so hard to talk about because that Constitution never fucking was. Only we, the fucking people, can fucking go to war. It's just like with the Indians, man. I'll decide who the enemy is. If somebody attacks us, crosses our borders like them son of a bitches are doing down south. Now, that goddamn, we should be down there shooting them son of a bitches. That's our border, and they're coming across it, and these goddamn communists are helping them do it. What in the fuck are we doing? We're going to go over to, we'll go over to Ukraine, though. We'll go over to Ukraine and die by the fucking billions. Or fucking Taiwan. Well, yeah, we'll go to Taiwan. We just won't defend our own fucking border because the fucking fifth columns have been pumping in here for fucking how many years? I bet you they about fucking got, I bet they got a couple of billion people. I mean, a couple, 100 million people here. Inside your fucking walls, people. They knew that fucking this wasn't no easy fucking, nut to crack. That's why they've done this way. But they wanted to go so much further. They wanted to have so much more fucking control over the fucking people. But the people aren't stupid. The internet, it's what fucked them. We could talk to each other and say, and even the people that, I mean, I agree there are fucking people that you ain't going to fucking beat this into their head with a fucking ball bat. But, so, oh man, the people that have come, I mean, I can see it on the site. So many people have fucking woken up to this shit and they know it. And once you know the truth, you can't come with another lie and dispel it because the truth is based in fucking fact. In fact, you can touch it, look at it. It's fucking real. It's real by math. It's real by physics. It is reality. Fact is reality. And you can't come up after you've done been caught in your lie and tell another different lie, kind of like it, and fucking pull it off again. So what they got, like I said, before World War I, before World War II, the people were ready to fucking dust them. And here we go. We know, and damn it, shit, we got to put this on hold. Just like here in Jefferson, they were stopping people in the roads with fucking rifles and shit. They were going to have the state of fucking Jefferson. And then fucking, what do you know? Fucking, damn it, December, whenever the goddamn Pearl Harbor, December 7th, the day that we'll live in infamy, when the fucking Chinese attacked a fleet that was about to be mothballed when they had all the carriers out to sea. I mean, this shit, they sat down. Putin was sitting right down there with fucking Obama and the rest of the fucking, his communist fucking comrades. And they fucking planned this shit. Now we're supposed to go over there. We feed the industrial war complex. They get to make a zillion fucking dollars. They get to take the last of the fucking wealth of our country to go across the fucking sea for send our people to get killed. No. Fuck you, we ain't going. We'll shoot your fucking ass, motherfuckers. You get your god to your goddamn hole. You go and you fucking, declare a corporate fucking war, a Bi-Mart war. And you have no authority over to send us to fucking fight for fucking Bi-Mart or any of your fucking corporations. Shove it in your ass. Don't do it, people. All you people of the world realize you can't have no pride in your country till you have a goddamn country. You don't have countries. You have goddamn fucking corporations. Putin's worth $9 billion fucking dollars. You think he ain't in on it? You think he's really fucking, I mean, that's like this asshole. I don't know if I cussed him on the response or what I did with it, but you know, I'm talking about, yeah, he should, come on, Putin, come take over fucking America and all this, all these other countries, all this shit, you know. take over America too and save the people. Fuck you. I mean, I told him, I said, you just talk treason, motherfucker. Your ass will hang. Ain't nobody taking this goddamn country from us. I don't give a fuck who you think you are. You ain't getting it. Give it up. Because we're not giving it up. Anyway, enough of the psychosis. We know what's going on. All you people out there know what's going on. You see now, fucking, they didn't want us to talk about it for goddamn sure. But we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. We'll see how this progresses, this fucking lie, this corporate horseshit. If you want to go fight for fucking Walmart, you're a fucking fool. You will have played it. I mean, like I said, you've defined insanity. It happened before World War One, World War Two, same fucking thing. Right when the people are ready to fucking take their asses out, and then they get all the people, and by the time you get through this fucking mess of a war, and then they have, and they're crashing the economy, just like they said they fucking would. World fucking economic breakdown, and world war, and world fucking famine. That's what they're going to try and lay on you. That's what you got to fucking fight, is what they're trying to put on you. Do not kill each other. That is not the way to fucking beat these bastards. We can get rid of these son of a bitches once and for all. And if we do have a fucking beef, at least it'll be our fucking beef. It'll be our fucking legitimate fucking fight. But I don't see the people of the world want... I think everybody's pretty much like you and me. We just want to live our lives and be left the fuck alone. But if we can't, we will fucking fight. And you ain't
you know, Henry, I think I read that, like, 7 some odd people that were saying, we don't want no fucking war.
Hell
you
no.
Know?
Why would we? I mean, we're in bad enough condition
you're correct. No one does, but... Uh-uh. Bottom line is, it looks to me like it's on.
Well, it's on for them.
If yeah,
the people
for them.
Refuse to,
correct.
I mean, if they've got their little pack of assholes, just like the ones that, you know, the United Nations, the ones with those three guys on that one chick, they got their fucking little pack of assholes, but they're a little pack of assholes. Like that little pack of assholes, they're supposed to do the big demo, and then we're all supposed to come rushing in like the fucking mob and be mowed down by each other and machine guns, and nobody even knows what the fuck they're doing there. If we just say, no, fuck you. You want to fight? Hey, Putin, you want to fight? Fucking the guy, you get the fuck over there and do it. You're ex-KGB. You got goddamn, you know how to use a gun. Get the fuck on it, buddy. This is your bitch, not mine. And I mean, but like I said before, they all sit down together. They all fucking planned this together. Putin was in on it. He has $9 billion. He ain't no goddamn just regular Russian goddamn communist. You know, each to his need. He must have some serious fucking needs for $9 billion fucking dollars, huh? You going to go fight a rich man's fucking war again? Kill off the poor people, fighting the rich people's fucking war, their corporate fucking war, which ain't even a fucking war. Because they planned it. It's planned to fucking depopulate you. If they're going for the Georgia Guidestones, and God knows how, and like I said, while all these people are getting slaughtered in this phony fucking war, if you go for it, I mean, it's going to take the attention off the people that are be dying by the fucking scores, and I mean by the millions, from the goddamn biological attack with fucking the COVID-19 doesn't exist fucking vaccine that is not a vaccine, that is a goddamn biological kill agent. They're going to kill as many of us as they can. That's what they want to do because if we don't allow it, man, they're fucked. What are they going to do? Anyhow, people, we're going to call it a program. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFT. And until then, just tell everybody you can. Tell everybody you can. This is a Walmart war. You don't owe no fucking allegiance to Walmart. You owe allegiance to your people and you owe allegiance to our fucking law. That's all. And fucking and all the foreigners, they have fifth columns in here. Make no mistake about it. So you may be having to fucking shoot some of them. I don't fucking know if they're stupid enough to go along with this. But there will be a handful of stupid people that will have to be dealt with. There's no doubt about it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.